plane going over the land, the little bushes down there. Zoom in. They're like forests. Hiking to the top of a hill at the top of the world. It's a lot what this feels like. Just the current carrying us. It's gonna be like this for around 260 miles. That's where I take out Beverly Lake. This is such a serene river. It is so peaceful right now. I just had dinner. There's no breeze and no bugs. A flock of geese just flew by. One of them honked and let me know that they were there because I didn't hear them approaching. As I was cleaning up my pots and pans, I walked down to the river and spooked a river otter right there in front of my camp. It appears that the Thalon is a magnet for wildlife. Just when I entered the river after Jim Lake, I got to a place called High Island, and I took the far left channel, and there was a moose just lounging in the sun down by the beach, this big, gigantic bull moose with a huge rack, and he got up, and he huffed, and he tried to determine if I was a threat or not, and obviously thought I was not, and just kind of walked away. Starting out on this trip, the wildlife were there, but you know, you didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to look. And so here, the wildlife find you.
So cool. It's eating flies.
Not a loon. It's some dark bird, like a cormorant or something.
Well, it's been raining and blowing like this for about 2 hours now, since 6:30 in the morning. It's now almost 8:30. It doesn't appear to be letting up. I've been out twice, once to check on the canoe and another time to reinforce the tent. Everything does seem to be holding together, which is very good and gives me a great deal of confidence. This is the first storm I've had on the trip. Everything else has been short little cloud bursts, but this is something else.
I feel like I'm a weatherman out trying to get photos of the hurricane coming in for viewers back home, but this wind is quite impressive. The rain's died down. I'm gonna try and make some dinner and see what happens.
Band of clear sky. I was reading a novel yesterday during the storm, and one of the final lines in the novel is, "The unexpected is always upon us." And it appears that my trip may have taken a turn in a direction that I wasn't expecting. I was checking in with the folks, and I found out that it appears that I have a teaching opportunity this fall at the University of Chicago. And so I will most likely have to cut my trip short and head back to Chicago as quickly as I can so that I can prepare lectures, order readings, order books, and all of that good stuff. That is the area where I am coordinating my arrangements to be picked up from here, mm-hmm. and also my plans to be teaching in the fall. So it's been a base of operation for a bunch of changes and new developments for this trip.
Well, it's come to this, me sitting among all my gear waiting to get picked up. I made some phone calls this morning to my air charter company. They know where I am. In 3.5 hours, I'll be here with a plane and I will be on my way home. My trip will be finished for this summer. It is now 2:00. The pilot will be here shortly after 4:30. And I want to do some hiking. I want to hike up to the top of that hill. It looks like it's less than an hour's walk, and take a view of the scenery, and I'll bring you with me.
Oh my god. Oh. It's just so huge.